Supply Posse. In this episode, I'm joined by Hava Gurevich, who was featured in episode 130. Today, Hava is going to share with us what she would buy if I gave her $30 to spend on art supplies. Now, if you listen to episode 131, you'll remember Alan and I spent an imaginary $25 on art supplies for beginners artists. Well, now it's Harva's turn, except she gets to spend $30 because I'm being quite generous. Hi, Harva. Welcome back to the posse.
Hi. So this is so fun.
$5, an extra $5 to spend.
Oh, no, you know what? That extra $5, it makes a big difference.
It really does.
And having been like, you know, a starving artist student, you know, like for so long, and then, if I'm given $30, I will find the best way to stretch it.
Same.
So I was thinking, like, there's two kinds of art, in a sense that I do, and that I think are really nice, like tabletop, like small things that are easy for beginners, but also just, you know, there's enough there to kind of be creative.
Yeah.
In both cases, I would suggest like works on paper, rather than canvas, even if it's paints.
Yeah.
Even if it's like acrylic paints, simply because you can get, you can get like a nice size, what do you call them? A sketchbook. Yeah. Like a nice, you know, of like Bristol board. I like Bristol board.
Mm-hmm.
I like Bristol board because it's got a really nice smooth, it's smooth and it can accept all kinds of media. It can accept pencils and charcoal and acrylics and watercolors. It's not like, you know, it doesn't absorb as much as watercolor paper. But it gives you a lot of other options and it's smooth. Yeah. And I think for like beginners, like a smooth surface is really helpful.
Yeah.
And so you can get like, you know, like depending on the brand and the price and the sales at the time, you can get a decent size, like an 11 by 14, you know, like a decent size of like 50 sheets. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're going with even the cheapest canvases, and the cheaper the canvas, the more rough the surface is. And I've seen, I've done painting with my sister, where she'd come over and, you know, and we've painted on paper before and we've painted on canvas before. And she was just learning. She was just learning how to like use a brush and acrylic paints.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see how much harder it was to drag paint on a canvas.
Yeah.
It's a really like, you know, I do it all the time, so I take it for granted, but it's a really sort of like, it doesn't do what you think it's going to do. Like you really need to control it. And whereas a Bristol board, it's much more responsive to your gestures. So even if you kind of not, you know, if you're just starting out and you don't really have, you know, that much control of your brush and you know, all that, it's very forgiving.
Yeah.
And it's very much like it reacts in the way that like it's what's the word? Like the feedback loop is very short. Like it's just like,
yes, perfect.
You know, you do this and this is what it happens. And it's pretty clear why. So I think it's just an easier. So, and I think I would say that if you had like a little bit of extra money to spend, like where would you spend it? Like, would you get better paper? Mm-hmm. I would get like, you know, if there was like a few extra dollars left over, I would invest in like, you know, larger sheets of paper or, you know, like a better brand that's just like, you know, you want like nice thick paper.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it can absorb a lot more and still maintain its integrity. So, there's two directions here. One is going the painting route, acrylics.
Yep.
And in that sense, like, you could get quite a big set. Like, I was just looking it up on Michaels. You know, this is their brand of acrylic paints.
Yep.
So it's just kind of like beginners of acrylic paints. 36 colors, like tubes of colors for $15.99. So you can get, you know, but in there are like, you know, four kinds of green, you know, and like all these, like three shades of yellow. These are things that as a beginner, you really don't need.
Yes.
Like you really don't need, you want to, so, and I think we talked about this before, like how much I love like the cheap craft paints.
Yep. Yes, we did.
So that's the route I would take, especially because they sort of have the consistency of like gouache or tempera, you know, they're very thin and easy to work with and they're cheap. And so you can get, you know, a lot, like you can get like a nice selection of colors.
Yes. And I guess in some ways, like I understand the thought that as a beginner, you don't need, say, for example, four different shades of green. But then if you flip that a little bit, particularly thinking about someone who maybe has never mixed colors before, okay, they know the thought process behind it, because I think most of us tend to do that sort of thing in school when we're quite young. But you don't have to be thinking about mixing a color. You just simply go, oh, I want that lighter shade of green, so I'm going to just use that. Do you know what I mean? So in some ways, like I understand. I guess in a way, it gives you those extra shades, those extra colors, gives you that ability to work quicker because you're not having to stop to make a color. You're just simply taking that color that's in that kit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, but.
There's always a but.
So the thing is, I think about my own experience with like a new medium, and I think about a beginner like my sister. You're not like the idea of mixing colors and getting just the right shade of green for what you need, I think is a more advanced type of like painting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think that when you're starting out, you're kind of staying within like local colors. There's not a whole, like, you know, and maybe having just like a light green and a dark green is enough. In a sense. And because I'm looking at, like, I'm looking at the colors and the variations are really subtle.
Of course.
And what you end up, and I think about like the, you know, when I ordered like new kinds of markers, for example, and I would get like, well, I'll get the box with the 42 or 60, whatever, you know, because it's just a few more dollars and you get all these colors.
Sure.
And there'd be like, you know, 10 kinds of pink, but in the end, like I never used them.
Yeah.
Because so for me, I think also there's this whole like paralysis of choice that happens, that can happen.
Yeah.
When you're starting out and you have so many colors and you're like, I just want to paint this yellow.
Yeah.
And then there's like this azo yellow and this light yellow and this yellow and that yellow. And it's like, which yellow do I choose? Mm-hmm. And so I think for like, so you can just get, in my opinion, so you can just get into the painting. You don't have to choose which one. So, but you know, there's only like, you can get like, let's just say 10 colors. That's more than enough to cover like all the, you got your primaries, black and white. And then, you know, purple, magenta, like a pretty aqua, like just a few things that really like speak to you.
Yeah.
And you pick them a la carte. Yeah. So, And that, you know, and what's nice about that is that, you know, maybe someone will give you another $30 down the road and then you can add to those colors.
This is true. Yeah.
Because the thing is, especially if you're going with like a cheap, like beginner's set, those paints are, they're usually like in a tube and they're sort of thicker. Yeah, they're harder to use for beginners. So I know, I mean, and I was thinking like, well, what about watercolors? But to me, watercolors are really hard. So my other direction was like, you know, one direction was like to do the paints. The other one is to do the watercolor coloring pencils. So like in my original list, like if it was me, if I had to just, if all I had was $30 and nothing. I would just, that's what I would do is I would get like three pencils, you know, like HB, like a hard pencil, soft pencil, and a middle pencil, like, you know, carbon pencils, you know, eraser and, a sharpener. I calculated their costs into the equation. Like on Amazon, you can get a little kit for like $5 that has like some pencils and eraser and sharpener, all that. And then get, you know, a nice pad of paper, and then whatever money's left over, get like the best coloring pencils you can for your money. And to me, I don't know. I've never heard it pronounced. The Faber-Castell, is that how you pronounce it?
Faber-Castell.
I have their pencils and I love them. I think they're the best. And I've tried, like, in a pinch, tried some other brands and it wasn't the same. So I would invest in the better pencils, and if it meant getting less colors.
Yes, I would agree.
Like a smaller set, like I think 12 coloring pencils, but good pencils. And then one of those water brushes with like the big like plastic reservoir. I don't know what they're called, but they're fantastic.
Yeah, they are a great idea.
So that would be, but I don't know. I don't think of that as a beginner's art supply set, because unless you're just using them as coloring pencils, in which case you can get cheap ones, like 100 of them for the same price. Like learning how to like use the water, like the water pen, and really, you know, play with that. That is to me a little more advanced than just painting with, you know, watered down acrylics and brushes. So yeah, so it depends on who is listening and what they're looking for. Like one is more of like an artist survival pack, is how I think of it.
Oh, I like that name. Artist survival pack. That is great. Yes. Oh, I love that.
The other one would be this kind of beginners. In fact, so it was during the pandemic, during the quarantine. My sister came to visit when it was okay for her to drive to me. And we were making art together, and she was enjoying it so much that I ordered some art supplies for her, and I had them, you know, so some paper, and like a bunch of colors, like a set of colors and some brushes. And I think like the easiest brush to use, especially if you're a beginner, is a Filbert. It's just an easy brush. Like it holds paint. It's easy to see what you're doing. Like, you know, and if you're really careful, you can actually make a really thin line too. But they're good, like all around brushes. You know, with Filbert brushes, I feel like you can get away with cheaper brushes for longer. As opposed to, like, I use these like liner brushes and these, all these, like, it's just, they get destroyed so quickly. And you know, she and her son, like, you know, they started making little greeting cards.
Oh, nice.
He ended up sending them to all his teachers for Teacher Appreciation Day.
Oh, that's lovely. That's a really lovely
handmade cards. But, you know, and I remember asking her, like, do you want, like, I can get you this. She's like, no, this is a lot of stuff. And, like, we're really enjoying this.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's like, I need more things. Like, you know, like, but yes, of course. Them, just, you know, just having some colors to choose from and just doing that was pretty, you know, rewarding.
Yeah. Do you think if, whether it's pencils or whether it's acrylic paint or really anything, if you're thinking about the actual supply, so let's think acrylic paint just to narrow it down, do you think it is better to get individual colors that you know you're drawn to, you know you like? You know, for example, your favorite colors might be all the shades of blue. So do you think it's better to get colors that you know you love and enjoy, or do you think it's better to have a set of, say, 10 colors that have everything in it, you know, the primary colors and everything, that then forces you to use those colors? Or what do you think, like, particularly if we're thinking about a beginner, what's the best way to approach the color choice, do you feel?
So, yeah, because definitely if you get them as a set, whatever they are, even like the cheap craft acrylics, if you get them as a set, like, you get a better deal.
Yeah.
And I think there are some colors that you should have, like, you should have a red, you should have yellow. You know, yellow is hard because yellow usually, unless it's a expensive yellow, it's you can't really mix it. It turns into like mud. And a lot of times it's like really translucent and you have to put so many layers and it gets like, so I would, unless you love yellow, I would say, like, you know, just get like a nice bright orange and a nice bright light green and you're covered. But I think that like, in a perfect world, what I would do is get like a small set of primary colors and sort of like the, because I mean, those little packs of colors, they're not entirely arbitrary. You know, and sometimes they are grouped together, like these are like the landscape colors, or this is like the brights, or this is the pastels, that kind of thing. And so in that sense, you can sort of like go towards which one, you know, you like more. But then maybe supplement that, like, if you're just getting like the brights, maybe get a couple of like pastels, you know, or vice versa, get a couple of bright colors as well of like your favorite colors. So I would say first, if you know, if you just have very little money to spend on it, look for a set that has some variety but has the basics. If you're not, if you haven't painted before and you're just going by what colors you like, you know, there are some sort of like rules of painting or rules of color that you might not know, but once you start painting, you'll realize you need them. So, you know, it's actually a lot harder to paint with just like a portion of the spectrum. You have to be much more aware of, you know, of tones and hues and light and dark, and you know, and it's much easier, like, when you're painting and you're like, I need something really bright that will stand out. And if you understand color theory, you can do that with a limited number of paints. But if you don't, then you just want to go and grab the brightest color that you have. So that's that. I guess I'm kind of saying yes to both, I guess. But like, you kind of, I mean, you want to have a couple of colors that are your favorite colors.
Yeah.
because color is so emotional.
Yeah.
To me.
Yes, it is. And
yeah, you know, and if like painting something with a beautiful turquoise makes you happy,
yeah,
then please get lots of that color.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be more inclined to paint because yeah. you're using that color that you love so much and putting
exactly.
it everywhere.
Yeah. Exactly. But you want to be covered as far as like the basics. You know, it's kind of like going out and just like a beautiful shirt, but without like underpants or pants or shoes. You know? Like you need the basics. You need the foundation.
You need the basics. Indeed you do. Oh, I love that. That's great.
Yeah, and I think you can get a pretty decent sort of stash of things for $30.
Yes. These days.
Like, you know, if you sort of like hunt around, and like I said, like I would invest in like if you like better paper.
Mm-hmm.
I like Bristol, but even with Bristol paper, like I don't know if they're all the same thickness.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't looked into it, but yeah.
Yeah, but you want to have thick paper. Like you want the paper to be thick enough to absorb the watery colors and all that, and then still stand up, like to be a thing.
Mm.
But then, you know, I would, like I said, I would opt towards just variety of colors rather. It's like with paints. Not worry about like what brand it is, just get the cheapest ones because yeah. at that level of painting on paper, there's nothing that makes one of them more than like I think they have matte and then they have glossy.
Mm-hmm.
I would stick to matte on paper,
yeah,
definitely stick to matte colors. Those little bottles last a long time,
yeah, they do. Surprising, actually, how long they, yeah.
Some of them are as cheap as, they're like 79 cents a bottle.
Yeah.
You know, so you can definitely get a little thing with just like the basics and then two or three additional bottles of your favorites.
Hmm.
And that gives you, I think, a nice variety. Yeah.
And the nice thing, too, is coming in at this level of spending, if you fall in love with what you're doing, then it's not as big a deal to spend a little bit more on the better quality supplies as you work yeah. through what you've used, because yeah. you're like, oh, I love this, I'm so glad I did this, you know.
Yeah.
I've used up almost a full bottle of my favorite color, I'm now going to yeah. get a better brand. And it's
yeah.
And on the flip side of that is, if it doesn't work out for you, if you don't like that type of art that you've tried, well, you can then yeah. give it to somebody else, and it's not like you right. spent $300.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. you're probably nice at a good price, and then if it didn't work out for you, you can pass it on to somebody else and then try something else without feeling quite as much buyer's remorse for spending so right. much on something that didn't quite work out for you too.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. And I think you don't know until you try, kind of thing, for
yes.
sure.
Yes, exactly.
You just sort of, I don't know, like to me, it's not even like higher quality paint
mm-hmm.
as much as like go get more paint, like more variety.
Yes.
Paints,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, I'm going to get the big bottle of turquoise because I go through
yeah.
a lot.
Yes. Yeah. And that often works out better value anyway, buying the bigger yeah. bottle because, you know, yeah, that's how it often
and then,
works.
You know, and then you can also, like, invest in better brushes, because I would start yeah. out with, like, just a pack of, like, cheap brushes.
Because,
mm-hmm. I mean, I have some really nice brushes, and I'm like, almost afraid to use them. Because I'm so hard on my brushes, and I just... And I keep saying to myself, I'm saving them for something really special. And I'm like, it's been 2 years. When is that something special going to happen? You know, I remember the first time, like, I painted with one of those brushes, and it accidentally got into my other brushes. I didn't mm-hmm. realize what it was.
Yeah.
I was like, this one is really. And then I looked, I was like, oh, Wow.
Yeah.
There is a difference.
There is a difference.
And it, you know, like anything else, like, you know, if in photography, if you have good lenses, you know, it's a tool, and it's not the tool by itself. Like, if you don't really know photography that well, having a really great camera with good lenses is not going to suddenly, you know, you're not going to get great photographs because of that. You know, and, you know, there's some like great photographers who have taken amazing pictures with just their phones, you know, so the tool doesn't necessarily dictate the quality, but at a certain point, like at a certain point, if you are good at, like, if you're getting good at what you do and you know what you're doing, and then you have the right tools on top of that, that really elevates everything.
Yeah, it does.
That really elevates everything. So, yeah, so that's probably, I mean, I think all three things, like better paper, more paints, better brushes.
Yeah.
Those are the three things.
They are.
And, you know, in all three, like, I guess, better brushes.
And the other, the other good thing I was thinking as you were talking about the paper is, let's say you buy the Bristol board and then, you know, you start using the acrylic paints and then you decide you want to try another type of medium. Very often, if you've got that good quality paper, you can still use that same paper. Like, that's the other really nice thing, I think, about paper in particular is
markers.
You can use so many different mediums on one particular, in one particular sketchbook. Yeah. And that goes a long way, I think. Because, you know, it makes
it does. It does. And I mean, I think that's, that's just like a really good foundation. And that's another reason why I would say, like, work on paper rather than on canvas.
Yeah.
In terms of how many sheets you get, or like, so how many possible paintings you can make, you get more if you get paper. Mm-hmm. So that's for one thing. And then the versatility, of course, like you said, like if you wanted to experiment with a different medium, you can still, you know, use that paper. If it was me.
Yes, if it was you.
It's funny because I made a list 2 weeks ago, you know, when I accidentally scheduled for 4 o'clock in the morning.
I love you, but not that much.
And at the time, you know, I was like pretty certain it's going to be coloring pencils, you know, the watercolor pencils and all that. Like, I just had it all sorted out. And then in the last couple of weeks, I started like a new series, these little fishes.
They're beautiful.
Aren't they fun? I'm doing them like the first layers because it's on paper. It's watercolor paper, but you know, it's just, it's not like heavyweight watercolor. It just has a tiny bit of texture, not much, but, I'm doing the first layers with cheap acrylics.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, doing, you know, it's just the final details when I really need the control and the saturation is when I get to like the high end, like the fluid acrylics and, you know, fine brushes. But, and so that's why, like, I started thinking about that, you know, like a small sketchbook with good paper and just a bunch of these like cheap acrylics, I could still create, like.
That's right. Yeah, you can. Yeah. Well, you are. So,
you know what I actually did, and it's kind of fun. And I think the fact that these are the cheap acrylics helped, I think. So I printed it out. I printed out the fish. Where is it? So this is like matte photo paper.
Okay.
And I printed it out and then I painted on top of it. Like the same way I would paint on top of a canvas that I printed.
Yep.
Because it's matte. It's math. And again, like, you know, I just did like, it takes a couple of layers because it just drinks up the paint.
Oh, yeah.
It just dries
so
fast. Yeah. But it worked out really well. I'm just really kind of.
They're beautiful. I love them. It's so
just, they're really versatile. I don't know why, like, I mean, I don't know if there is. Like, every artist I've ever talked to, they're like, oh, I love those cheap acrylics. But, you know, they're in a different section of the store.
Yeah.
You know? And there's like a different, and there's almost like a different frame of mind when you're
getting
them. Like, my girlfriend and I.
You're not spending much, so it's not as scary.
No, I know. We would, we had like these, like, we'd go to Michael's Art Supply together.
Mm-hmm.
This is during the pandemic, when things got to a point where everybody had masks and you were allowed inside a store in small numbers. Mm-hmm. That was our outing. It was like our weekly outing was going to look at art supplies. And, you know, and so like, there's the craft section with those paints. And then there's like in the back, it's like the fine art section. And in the beginning, we just, you know, we went to the fine art section and we'd be there for a long time. And we're looking because they have like level one, level two, level three. And, you know, and it's just like, you kind of like, they're expensive. So, you know, you're looking at them and it's like, which one do I really want to get? And, you know, like, just kind of like, you know, come out with like one thing. And then we discover these cheap paints and we would just walk in with a basket and just go over there like, ooh, this is, ooh, did you see this red? Look at this one. Just, and the funny thing, in the end, we probably spent more money.
Probably. But,
but the versatility, they're so versatile.
Yeah. And also, I would argue you had a lot more fun picking from that selection because you know they're not very expensive. So if you want to get 30 of the damn things, you can. Whereas the more expensive ones, you're going, oh, gosh, okay, I can only buy two. Which do I – you know what I mean? The cheaper section is a lot more fun.
Well, and it's a different decision.
Yes.
Like, one is about what do I absolutely love.
Yeah.
And the other one's like, what appeals to me? It's like, this is a fun color. This is a fun color. Like, you're not thinking of it like, how am I going to use this? Do I need this?
Yeah.
You're not going through all of that. You're just saying like, this is a great color. I'm going to end up using it eventually.
Exactly. Right. Yes. Yeah. Which is, you know, it's art. It is beautiful. Let's have fun buying the supplies for it instead of it all being so serious.
And I think for me, you know, the whole thing with working on small on paper and doing these little fishes and like, you know, all of it is like, I call them sketches. I try not to spend too much time on each one. And I try to remove like that, like, the idea of preciousness, but also that pressure to create art.
Yep.
So, you know, like just really approach them in a playful way. And I think that to some degree, having like a whole stack of these like tubes of paint and like 10 different colors of turquoise, teal, and aqua.
Sounds beautiful, by the way.
Oh, my God. Each one of them has a slightly different colored water. Yeah. You know, and it makes it fun, and it makes the decision just about color and just about, like, it's much more immediate, I guess. Much more immediate and less cerebral, more sort of like intuitive, spontaneous kind of thing. And I think those things, especially when you're a beginner, like being playful is so important.
Yeah.
It's so important to not to take it too seriously and like worry about like, you know, what you're making, how it's going to look and is it good and all of that. Like,
yeah.
It's really, really important to just experiment. And I think like that was sort of like my advice last time too. So, yeah, you know,
it was, you know, and it's good advice.
Yeah. Like get the tools that will let you play and experiment and not feel like you're wasting things. You know, like if you have, even if they're cheap canvases, you only have 10, you know, or whatever, like, so it's like, oh, you don't want to, you know, what are you going to do on it? You have to think about it in advance and then it's like, it's gone, mm-hmm. It's, you know, so, having a block of paper that can absorb all this. So you still, like, I mean, you need a good foundation, which mm-hmm. is, you need a good foundation, but I feel to me that paper is like a nice balance, and I might be wrong. There might be better paper for that. It's just that the one that I like to use.
Yeah.
I've discovered it like, and I like the versatility. I like that it's not an expensive paper, but it's nice and sturdy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and it can take the paint pretty well. Yeah. You know, it doesn't peel or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't, you know, it keeps its integrity. So it lets you enjoy what you're doing rather than like worrying about crinkling something. And, you know, it's like you want to eliminate any kind of friction.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So the friction can be mental, like, worrying too much about what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. And the friction can be just like the dexterity of it, you know, which is why, like, you know, I recommend like that. The filbert brush to me is a nice, it's a nice brush that's easy to handle and it handles the paint pretty well.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's very responsive, but you see what you're doing.
Yeah.
As opposed to like those, I don't know, like the fine point, like the ones that like absorb a lot of the paint and then slowly. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, you watch a professional do it and then they press a little bit and it creates a,
yeah,
but that's not how beginners paint.
That's right. Yeah.
That's not how beginners paint. And, you know, it takes a while to understand that brush strokes have their own language. So it's, you know, so you want tools that like make it easy to start, make it not like something that feels precious or pressure. There's too much pressure that like you're wasting resources,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, performs to a, you know, like that like minimum level of performance is good enough that it can absorb your mistakes, it can absorb your experimentation kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's good advice. Good tips. I like it.
I like about painting is there's no erasing. Like there's no eraser.
True.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
You have to kind of like, you know, either incorporate the lines that you didn't mean to put down or paint over them or whatever, but it's an interesting mindset as opposed to with pencils and, you know, you're erasing. Oh, no, that's not exactly how I wanted it. And you erase and you try again and you erase and try again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the preciousness starts to come in and the pressure to get it right. And the painting, especially when you're starting out and you don't have that much control of like, your brush strokes, you're sort of forced to be gestural.
Mm.
And it's really freeing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
This, we've had a great chat. This is a good little chat. I quite like, we've gone to some good places. I like this one a lot. This is good. What I will do is I think have you covered, do you feel like you've covered everything that you wanted to cover? I think we have.
I think so. Yeah. Because, you know, I just kind of like gravitated towards this particular collection of, you know, supplies. I think I covered everything.
Yeah, that's good. It feels like you have a lot, but as I said, it's good chat. What I'll get you to do is, when you get a chance, can you email me some links to any of the supplies that you found that you think would be good? That'll just, we can use them, you know, when we promote the episode.
Because we
like to look at, to look and, you know, find things and recommendations. But this is a really good chat, Ahava. I've really enjoyed this. You've got me thinking about lots of things. I quite like these.
Do you want me to go to Michael's and take a picture of like the big display of?
Because it's just so happy
when you see it. It's like, it's just one of those things. Where it's like, oh, I want, you can create, like, it's like, it's full of imagination just looking at it. So
That kind of display is just magic, isn't it? Like, you just, you can think of all the possibilities of things you can do. I love that sort of thing.
I'll also send you the picture I took of like my craft paints.
Yeah.
I have one of those. Have you seen it?
I got this
thing on some guy designed it out of tubing, and they're like interconnected tubes, and it looks like a hive, like a beehive kind of thing. And each one is just like the right you like put one little bottle of that craft paint in it. Like with the bottom showing, so it's just like these pretty circles.
That sounds magic.
And I arranged them by colors. And it's just, it's so lovely to look at. It just makes me salivate. I'll send you a picture. Because like, if you're the kind of person who like looks down and like snubs, you know, their noses at like cheap craft paints, like take all those and tell me that's not inspiring.
Yeah, exactly.
What it lacks in the quality of paint, it more than makes up for in just the sheer like fun variety and how it, you know, and versatility, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. There's something to be said for that indeed.
Yeah. All right. I'll send some visuals and then I'll send links too.
Sounds amazing. Thank you, Harbour. I appreciate this. This has been such a nice
chat. I'm like, gonna go paint.
I'm going to race off and do things. thank you so much. I really appreciate you making time.
I'll be on the lookout for more fun reasons to have a chat with you.
Yes, definitely. Right. Thank you so much. Take care.
You too.
Bye.